Patrick, you also started a funeral undertaking.
Yes, from around 1946 to 55, we were funeral undertakers. And we bought the coffins from Charlie McFadden of Kerrykeel for £4. I had the job of collecting and lining the coffins, but knowing the handles and the plates, and printing the names on the plates as well. When finished, the coffin sold for £10, leaving a profit of £2.10. And we had no hearse at that time. The coffins were just collected by the people at night with a horse and cart, or maybe top of the car, just, you know. But we had no hearse. Then Hugh Goller took it over in 1955 and we stopped, you know.
Oh, he took over the business.
He took over, he bought a hearse.
Yeah.
And he started up the funeral business then.
And who was doing it before, previous to?
Well, you had John Toll McClafferty and Johnny Sweeney, the dripper up. He sold coffins as well too. But none of those had hearses either. So when Hugh bought the hearse, you know, everybody else stopped.
I understand.
There,
yeah.
You know, but John Toll made his own coffins. He was a carpenter in the town here, and he lived in the house that Cardinal Logue owned. Cardinal Logue's father owned the house that John Toll lived in.